American flags are lined up along Hickory and South First Streets as the mid-morning sun shines on a crowd waiting to welcome a rare military convoy to Abilene. The Military Preservation Association is marking the 100th anniversary of the completion of the Bankhead Highway by driving a convoy of restored military vehicles across the country along the same route as the first Bankhead convoy in 1920. Gary McCall and his 94-year-old father, Robert Dan McCall, are sitting on their tailgate waiting for the convoy to arrive.
All right. I'm enjoying the sunshine and the festivities out here.
Robert McCall is a World War II veteran. He worked as a bulldozer operator during the war and remembers driving vehicles just like the ones in the convoy.
Anything pertaining to the old army, you're just inclined to be drawn to it, and you're still interested in it, even though, you know, I ain't no spring chicken.
McCall has a clear picture of the scenes and experiences of World War II, but Jennifer Lynch's says that's not the case for most Americans. Lynch's is the project coordinator for the 12th Armored Division Memorial Museum in Abilene.
Most people, as my curator, William Lynch's, says, history begins the moment that they are born. Anything that happened before that is almost unrealistic to them, in that they see it maybe in their mind as a film or a book, old grainy photographs, especially when you look at World War II vehicles. I like to ask students, you know, when you think about World War II, do you see it in your mind in color or in black and white? And most of them will say, I see it in black and white in my mind. By seeing the vehicles in real life, it's bringing to them a context that maybe they've never had before. Now they'll say, oh, that's real. It's not just a movie, it's not just a video game, it's not just a TV show.
Several college students are gathering up to get that context Lynch has mentioned, but they're also here to see cool cars.
I've always had an interest in cars. My dad and I have rebuilt two. It was a 1957 MGA Midget and a 1966 Chevy Malibu.
That's Hardin-Simmons University student Thomas Schroeder. His friend, Cole Orr, is studying auto mechanics and welding at Cisco College.
The first generation, old World War II cars, mechanics are a lot simpler and stuff, so it's really nice to see people restoring them, putting them back to where they were.
The convoy of camouflage jeeps, ambulances, motorcycles, and cargo trucks rolls into the parking lot across from the 12th Armored Division Memorial Museum. Dan McCluskey parks his 1964 Dodge ambulance and strikes up a conversation with an onlooker.
I just read a pop.
From Washington, D.C. to San Diego, there's 421 towns we're going through. So it's a lot of towns. Some of them are just wide spots on the road, and some of them are nice little towns like Abilene here. Our top speed is 30 miles an hour if our half track is on the ground, and if he's on the trailer, then we can go 35 miles an hour. So it's a slow trip. It's taken us 9 days to get across Texas. So that's quite a job getting across this state.
It can be a challenge just to keep the old engines running. The journey isn't simple, but McCluskey says it's worth it.
It's amazing the outpouring of flags and cheering that we've had. People that know our route, they drive to the route and sit outside alongside their cars. A lot of them are out there waiting for an hour to 2 hours just to wave their flags at us. So it really reinvigorate you that America is still alive, and there's a whole lot of patriotism out there, and that's what we're finding all along the way.
The convoy continues their journey this week, stopping in Big Spring and Midland. For KACU, I'm Joy Banala.